Stick to the issues. Taiwan special. Okay. As someone that's lived in Taiwan over 12 years, and I've got plenty to complain about, you know, the more I live in a place, the more I've got to complain about and the more I've got to praise. So I've got something to say about this Capitol riot thing. What's her name? Jessica Will? Is it Wilson? Is it? No, it's not Watkins, the most famous doctor in the world. Watson. See, I don't even know. It's Jessica W. Okay, so she was. You've seen a picture of this GI in a helmet. And I think that she's transgender, so I'm not sure what the cis lineup in that is. And frankly, I don't. It's not my business. It's not the focus. It's not the issue here. But Jessica W. is, she's got a really fascinating story, and the feds are going after her, but she's formidable, and it's going to be hard for them to convince the public that they should be going after her. Yeah, they can have their trial. Yeah, they can lock her behind bars. But then what you do is you get all the peasants with their pitchforks mad at you. And then you got a problem. So Thomas Munster led the peasants' war during the Reformations in Europe, 1500s-ish. And, 10,000 peasants died. Those are people that are supposed to be farming. That hurts the economy. You don't want to make the peasants angry because then you have to kill them and then you can't, you know, you're king of nothing. And so well, that's where we're going with these prosecutions, the people that breached the Capitol. And in 2014, the Taiwanese ran into their legislature. I was there. I was there after it happened when I walked out with them. Caught it on film. It was just, it's utterly amazing. Within, I think, a year or so, the Supreme Court in Taiwan acquitted the students of any wrongdoing. They said, no, this is democracy. They were peaceful. They went in, they came out. They broke the law to go in. But they acquitted them of wrongdoing. And I that's a tall order. No, that's the thing. I remember there was this guy that had been working in America's embassy, envoy, consulate, whatever you want to call it, China, whatever we want to call America's would-be de facto embassy to Taiwan. There was this guy that was working in there for like 20 years. And he was a second lieutenant in the ranks. And when the students had broken into the legislature, they immediately asked him for comment. Why do I think it was Brown? Why do I want to think his name was Brown? The first thing he said, this would never happen in America. It's like, hold on. Have you been in the embassy too long, man? Did you get cabin fever? They didn't ask what you thought about America. They asked what you thought about the Taiwanese. And he comments on America. That's someone, what a lot of people that work in embassies don't really pay attention to the rest of the country. They don't understand the country they're in. They don't even really learn the language well. They're surrounded by people from their own country constantly. They live in a bubble. So I didn't want to do that. So I actually went into the legislature. Did he go into the legislature? He was in Taiwan 20 years or whatever. In America's embassy-ish in Taiwan 20 years. I was here 12. I actually went into the legislature. Okay, look, I'm not complaining and I'm not bragging today. I'm just pretending to. So, No. The Supreme Court should issue some sort of a harsh step and a full investigation and registration. The Supreme Court should order it. The court should just come out with a statement on their own. and they should order that every person that was in Washington be documented and interviewed and acquitted. They will be put in a registry. They will be known for this. And having been there will follow them, not as a criminal record, but as a record. You can't have that. Warn the country. It's a one-off. It only happens once. You breach the Capitol again, there will be consequences. But this was a phenomenon. And they should let everybody off. They should let them off. They should document them. Everyone who was just there in the city. What did you do? Where were you? How did you go there? And they should let it off. Because if you're attacking someone, they're on defense. What's the song, Mike and the Mechanics? We all speak a different language. We all talk a different language talking in defense. And as long as federal prosecutors are trying to attack and prosecute people, they're not going to get to the bottom of what's going on. If everyone's acquitted, but heavily interviewed and documented, you give people a subpoena. Give them all subpoenas. That's it. Give them all subpoenas. Find out what on earth happened. Give them all subpoena. Because if you give a subpoena, you can't charge them. They can't testify against themselves. But you've got this thirst for blood in America's government, and American people are watching it. And the most dangerous political activity happening today, as far as threatening the political establishment, more than Trump upset the apple cart, more than Biden is called by many people, viewed by many as a kind of usurper. I don't see him that way. I see him someone who stole it, breaking the rules, fair and square by the rules. It's a complicated thing. I'm not normal. You're not going to get a normal opinion from me. You're not going to listen to me talk and then think that you know me. You might disagree with me, but you're going to be wrong about why you think I'm wrong. I'm not, and you may not agree with me, but I'm here to provide the other opinion. And so I'm with as much as Biden and Trump. Let's look at Obama, who created ISIS and provoked the Trump thing in the first place. Let's look at W. Bush that helped with that. Let's look at Clinton before that. Let's look at H.W. Bush before that, being a pansy, breaking his read my lips promise. Let's go. Maybe Reagan built America to be too wonderful so that idiots could come along afterwards and sit on something that they didn't make. We would look at politics of all the trouble that we've had. Well, Carter's fecklessness. Look at all the politics. The most disturbing thing, the thing that's most likely to create a third party in our day, more than any of the political activity, more than Black Lives Matter, more than Blue Lives Matter, more than any of it, is going to be the feds going after the people in the riots. Because their thirst for blood is going to guarantee that they won't find out what really happened. It doesn't work that way. That there's a reason that the courts issue subpoenas. It's because they're like, okay, we're going to give you immunity because that's the only way to really find out what's going on. That's the Trump card, as it were. If the court really is having a tough time knowing what's going on, they say, you're safe. You can't be attacked. You can't be prosecuted. Now talk. And I don't think the feds are going to do that. Which means we're not going to really utterly get to the bottom of this. And maybe the feds don't want to, but whatever it is, the people aren't going to trust it. Yet we're headed towards third party already. I mean, Mitch McConnell and Trump are going at it. You know, RNC, the Republican Party is facing trouble. But I think that more than any of that, more than the fighting in the Republican Party, it's going to be the feds going after the people that were in the riots. All right. So that's sort of my take. No, I mean, because I was here in Taiwan acquitted him. I know the kids that were involved in that. I was talking to them, asking them, like, are you in trouble if I know you? If I say that I know you, do you get in trouble? They're like, no, it should be okay. And within a few months, the Supreme Court in Taiwan, declared their innocence. So this is, it's overreaching. It's called overreaching, and it's something that you don't want to do. See you tomorrow.